Hey y'all, it's your girl P Dizzle from the Swide, aka the Magnificent, aka the original 6-2 Click, and I'm finally back with the new podcast, y'all. Thank you for being patient with me. I know I have been MIA, which is super trite because I haven't been telling y'all the tea and what's been going on. I can't keep secrets from my people, okay? I can't keep secrets from my people, and I've been keeping secrets. So forgive me for that, okay? But I am back. If you are new and this is your first time listening to my podcast, first of all, thank you. And second of all, you should go check out some of my other recordings, okay? Basically, my channel is about me explaining my point of view from how I feel and navigate through the world. Whether that's my spiritual journey, whether that's how I deal with my anxiety, or just how I process things from day to day, from dating to just, you know, being adult. Sometimes being an adult is like super weird to be, and low key still kind of hard because nobody tells us the instructions because there's no instructions. So this is where we gather. Okay. This is where we gather to discuss these moments and kind of try to feel a little bit more normal, knowing that somebody else is, you know, low-key going what we're going through. So, welcome. Now, y'all know that I have some things to tell y'all, okay? It has been a while. It has been a while. And today, we're going to talk about manifesting, okay? Excuse me. But today we're going to talk about manifesting, y'all. Now, before you click off this video, Holy Saints, just pay attention. Just walk with me. Walk with me, talk with me. Okay? Walk with me, talk with me before you click off. Okay? Now, manifesting is a loose term that has been thrown around, y'all. Thrown around heavily these days. To be honest with you, everybody has the power to manifest. So, you know, whether you feel like your manifestation is guided by God and he's going to be the ultimate threshold of your yes or your no, however you want to think about it, all in all, everybody has the ability to think of something and then make it become tangible, make it become something in their future. Okay. Is everything going to come to fruition? I can't tell you that. That's up to your God, your universe, right? I can't tell you that. Do you have the capability of manifesting whatever you want, though? I can't tell you that either. That'll be up to you. That'll be up to you. Are you going to mentally block yourself? Are you going to put stipulations on the things that you can create? Because, you know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that, you know, a homeless person can, you know, say, hey, I'm going to be a millionaire one day and then be a millionaire. That's the lies. You know how many millionaires and people who are very, very well off now start off as homeless people or very poor people? That's because of their manifestation, the process, the effort, the work. They seen it, wrote it down, did it, completed it. Okay. So, yeah. Now, here's the deal, though, y'all. We about to get into it, okay? So, I've been trying to make some things shake and move in my life, okay? Because, unfortunately, I'm not too content with what my life looks like. So, as of right now, I'm trying to basically revamp what I already have, you know? Kind of just, like, rearrange the good things and amplify all the things that I want to amplify. Okay. I want to make more money and I want a more prestigious title. I am one of those people that kind of chase the title of a job, not necessarily the actual doing of the job. I worked at 24 Hour Fitness back in the day, right? Even though I was just working in the kids club, I want to be the best freaking kids club worker in the world. So, and then after that, I wanted to, you know, work the front desk. I feel like that was a way of moving up. So no matter what I do, regardless if I, you know, enjoy the job or not, it's always going to be a level of me wanting to advance and wanting to move up, because I'm not the type of person who likes to be stagnated. So going back to the original statement of that, now I'm trying to manifest some stuff, y'all. I am trying to make some things shake. So then what do? You pray. First and foremost, you pray. Secondly, you meditate. Thirdly, for me, I go talk to Golden Meditation, Dr. Evil, and be like, hey, I need to revamp on some crystals and some stones. I need some candles, girl. I need it all. Okay. So then you revamp. And then, you know, you do all these meditations and everything. So that's what I've been doing. Has it been working? Yes. I refuse to say that, you know, my process isn't working. But y'all, I have a story. So you just get ready to get your teacup, because I have a story. Because even though when you are in the process of manifesting all of these things, you have to be careful what you wish for. And on top of being careful what you wish for, you also have to be mindful that if you are not healed to receive the things that you manifest, you might not be able to recognize those things that you've actually manifested if you're not healed yet. Are you trying to manifest something that is realistic? Are you being realistic with your goals and with the things you're trying to accomplish? I'm not saying minimize your, I don't know, goals or dreams, but are these realistic goals that you can take? Can you make steps in order to obtain this particular goal? Okay, so that plays into part there too, you know. So like I said, I've been trying to revamp, got my crystals, got my stones and all of that. And y'all, are y'all ready? Okay. Because like I said, you have to make sure you are healed and prepared. So once you do open up the universe to receive all the things that you have been pulling in, you'll be ready for it. And before I break it down, before we pull up our teacup, let me tell you this. Fear cannot go where you are going. So even within manifestation, fear cannot be there. Fear cannot be present. Fear is not a thing. Fear does not exist. Okay? Fear does not exist. It's not a thing, and it cannot be present when you move forward. It is no longer welcome in your current environment, in your current space. Block it out. It's not welcome. But anyway, on your lighter note. So story time, y'all ready? Pull up that teacup, y'all. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So, you know, like I said, I was vamping up and trying to get my crystals and my stones together because I'm trying to manifest some stuff, y'all. So I go to the park with my cousin and one of my close friends. And we ended up actually having a meditation session, and she read us tarot cards. And y'all, my cousin goes, she says, hey, I've introduced you, or I've invited you on Facebook, this group called Girls Who Manifest. Now, y'all, if you on Facebook, I'm pretty sure y'all seen this group, Girls Who Manifest. It's just a pretty big group. It's millions and millions of women in this group, okay? And my cousin added me, and she was like, yeah, I see a lot of people actually getting results, you know, from this 369 manifestation plan. You should try it out. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm trying to do big things. I need to open up, you know, all channels. You know, all streams of positivity and flow of it, of whatever I'm trying to manifest. So I was like, hey, let me go check it out. So I joined the group or whatever, which is super cool. They have a lot of information about, you know, just how to manifest things using this, what they call 369 method, which is super crazy. So I read about it, I Googled it. or whatever. And I was like, bet, I'm going to do this tomorrow. So I was like, okay, I'll do this tomorrow. So I got me a pen and I got me some paper. And the 369 method is in the morning, three times, you basically write down the affirmation of what you want to manifest. In the evening time, you write it six times, that affirmation that what you want to manifest. And then at nighttime, before you go to bed, you write it nine times, that affirmation that you want to manifest. Okay. Now, I could not, because I remember one thing my cousin telling me, Dr. Eva, once again, shout out to go to meditation. She told me, she said, be careful of what you manifest, because you do not want to manifest something that you do not want. And then once you do receive it, you're still not happy. So be careful. So I was thinking about what type of career I want and how I want to move forward and all of these things. So I did not write down, y'all, anything pertaining, you know, my career, whatever, even though that was a focal point of mine. I didn't write anything down. What I did write down was I will find my soulmate within a couple of days or something like that. Or I will find my soulmate by the end of, I believe I said February or something like that. I don't know. By March 1st or something crazy. And and it was pretty cool. Like, I didn't, and to be honest with you, I wrote it the six times in the evening. I was like, ah. And then I wrote it, and I almost forgot to finish my little nine little writer things. I'm supposed to write it nine times. I almost forgot to do it, y'all. So, I almost forgot to do it. So, I had to get out of bed and actually finish it, and then put it back inside of, or put it back inside of my folder or my tablet or whatever. So I go to bed, completely forget about it, okay? I completely forget about writing anything about a soulmate down or whatever, 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 okay? Now, y'all and I cannot make this up, and y'all know my TV piping hot, and it sometimes it do low-key be ridiculous, but boom, I met this random person, okay? Now follow me, y'all, follow me, okay? I know y'all hear my drink. Follow me, okay? This guy basically to me was 95% of what I ever felt like I wanted in a guy. He was funny, he's goofy, tall, attractive, college graduate, all these nice things, okay? No children. Can I add no children? Yes, y'all. No children. That's a blessing. That is a blessing within itself, the no children. So, pretty dope guy. I remember hanging out with him when we first started talking like 2 days in a row. And I was like, oh my God, I think this guy is perfect. That's what I was thinking. Oh my God, I think this guy is perfect. And even if it was him, y'all, I wasn't open to receive him. Because as soon as he came, all of the things that I felt like I had already dealt with spiritually and emotionally started to resurface again. So now I have what I possibly, I'm not gonna lie, now I have what I feel like I manifested in front of me, what I want, and I can't keep myself rooted and grounded enough to keep reeling it in. Just because what you want and what you've manifested is right in front of you does not mean the attraction that you need, that you use to grab it, you stop. And that's what happened. I just stopped. I had this good person in front of me. I was questioning everything. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. If that is the case, that's still okay. But I was starting to lose myself mentally over the fact that I felt like I finally met somebody that I like. Yeah, no, I'm not this. I'm nice, but am I friendly? Do I like a lot of people? Nah, Not at all. So, yeah, I was pretty overwhelmed by it. I was pretty overwhelmed by actually meeting somebody who I thought that was pretty good for me, you know? And y'all, it gets even scarier. It gets even creepier because this man actually told me that he knew that I had manifested and called him. But I could not stop and just believe what he was saying. Everything that he said, I said, nope, that's a lie. Nope, that's not real. So it's like another era of manifestation. How can you receive what you're manifesting if your faith and your belief is weak? If you cannot identify what you say you want when it's in front of you. So even if the universe brings it, or God or whoever brings it, whatever you want to call it, even if it's right there in front of your face, it doesn't even matter if you're not open to it. If you actually agree with the fact that you believe that that is what it is. The belief in that I did do this. I did manifest this. This is it. So my advice is, y'all, before you start doing all your tricks and bags and stuff, make sure you are able to identify your blessings once they come. Because speaking from experience, even when you're strong in your spirituality, your demons will still try to present itself even when you feel your strongest. Even when you are already in the process of manifesting things, it can still pop up and try to catch you. So my advice is, yeah, get your manifest on, y'all. But make sure you keep that mind straight so when it does come, you can reach out and grab it and enjoy it. Don't be me. Don't be me. Stop and breathe. Y'all know I love to tell y'all to stop and breathe. Stop and breathe. Don't be me. Stop and breathe and don't be me. All right, y'all. Until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Bye.